The following meditations on the Sacrament of Reconciliation for Priests come to you from the Institute for Priestly Formation located at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. We hope that these reflections will assist priests in their ongoing formation to come to a deeper grasp of the grace within the sacrament for both themselves and the penitents who come to encounter Jesus in its healing power.
My name is Father Jim Rafferty. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I am a member of the community of IPF priests in Omaha, Nebraska. Today I'd like to reflect upon the privilege of being a priest and a penitent, and the particular grace of communion with the Lord through His mercy that I receive in going to the sacrament of penance and experiencing that grace as a wonderful gift in my own priestly ministry. I imagine receiving the sacrament of reconciliation as very integral to my own role as a confessor for others. I think of the image of a physician, a surgeon, who's preparing to go into the operating room. And before he does that, he has to scrub up. He has to wash his hands very carefully and put on sterile garb so that the patient, who is very vulnerable and exposed on the operating table, is protected from infection. In a similar way, as the priest prepares to enter the confessional or really any ministerial opportunity, he is with people in a vulnerable and privileged way. And so he wants to scrub up. He wants to be entirely available to them in a way that his own limitation and weakness does not unduly get in the way of the presence and action of Christ. And so the frequent reception of confession as a priest is a very important priority, and it helps me to remain focused on the Lord and able to be focused on the Lord as I'm with other people who are seeking Jesus. Very often as a priest, the form of temptation that I experience is around identity. Really, the temptation in some way is an attempt of the enemy to try to lure me to forget who I am, to forget the gift I have received in priestly ordination, and to forget even who God is. And so in the midst of temptation, I can begin to think of my own priesthood as burdensome or become overly complicated in ministry. And there's very much a self-focus that emerges. It feels as though the responsibility for ministry is on me, as if there are too many things to do that I can't possibly accomplish. I become concerned about what other people are thinking of how I'm performing in ministry, and it becomes actually somewhat heavy and very distracted. And in that, underlying that dynamic, is the enemy trying to move me to forget who I am and to forget who God is for me. As I bring all of that interior struggle, not only in the particular behaviors that cause harm to myself or others, but the underlying struggle, the underlying tensions, the underlying stressors that the enemy manipulates or abuses, as I bring those to the sacrament, then the sacrament becomes an occasion of being refocused on the Lord, being refocused on His generosity, on His compassion for me, and being refocused on the promise that He made to me at ordination. God the Father knew very well my own gross incompetencies on the day I was ordained. He knew exactly where I was absolutely useless to other people, and yet He allowed me to be a priest anyway. And so He made a promise on my ordination day that He would be with me in all of priestly life, and that He would provide the strength, the support, the companionship in the midst of all the encounters I have as a priest, so that His blessing would be realized even in the midst of my own limitations. So as I go to the sacrament of penance, there's a huge lifting of a weight or a responsibility that God never intended for me to carry. And there's a freedom to return to the intimacy of communion with Him in which all things seem possible. And as I am refocused through the grace of the sacrament into that awareness of God's relationship with me and mine with Him, then I have a greater confidence, a greater ease in being a priest for others. I'm much more at ease and surrendered to my own limitations, but also much more available to the movement and activity of God as He is accompanying me in each day. Going to the sacrament becomes a very important part of the rhythm of life. Just like daily Mass or the praying liturgy of the hours, annual retreat, regular spiritual direction, going to the sacrament of reconciliation is not simply trying to dig up some material to share or something new to work on, but it really is the occasion of receiving deeply a return to and an expansion of the intimate love that God wants to share with me, so that I don't become scrupulous, but I'm also aware of the stuff that builds up around my heart, within my spirit, as I move through ordinary days in the world, and as the enemy is always trying to erode the memory of God's drawing me into priesthood and the memory of who I am as God's priest. So the sacrament becomes an occasion of deep healing for myself and a way of remaining free and alert to how to be a priest, how to be Jesus for others. As a priest, it's particularly easy or tempting to become very caught up in the calendar and the activities that are a part of an active priestly life. And so the care for one's own spirit, the care for one's own relationship with God, can easily become distracted. That is, it becomes more difficult to plan in or to take into account the beauty of going to another priest, a brother priest, and allowing him to minister to me or to any of us as priests. And yet that fraternity of turning toward another priest and asking, inviting him really into my own limitation, into my own weakness, and even the darkness of my own sin, is a profound encounter with Jesus, so that I don't carry the mistake or the deception that I am at any point alone in my ministry, in my prayer, and even in the depths of my own sin. I'm not alone. Jesus is with me. And so part of the temptation or struggle can be to be so oriented as a priest outward to the lives of others, the needs of others, the concerns of the parish, as to be forgetful of the care of my own soul, of my own heart before God, and the deep desire I carry not only to be an active priest in ministry, but to be a contemplative, to experience the Lord in my own heart, in my own life, and to know His goodness toward me personally. So that is a particular place, a particular way in which the enemy can very gradually erode the consciousness of the generosity of God toward me and the beauty of receiving priesthood through another priest in the sacrament. In the beauty and privilege of my own priesthood, I've had the opportunity to walk with seminarians and priests in their own spiritual lives. And there is a pattern that emerges that's just very fragile around discouragement. The enemy is the one who always wants to discourage. And in that, we can feel imprisoned, as if we have to work on ourselves, we have to make ourselves worthy of the grace of God or worthy of the ministry we perform in His name. And so it can happen that a very pure-hearted priest or seminarian can be discouraged over the fact of his own sin. He can feel ashamed of his own need for the sacrament of penance. And that, of course, is the paralysis that the enemy wants to accomplish to keep him from trusting in the generosity and mercy of God, who is so swift to heal and to forgive, to make our lives anew. The very attitude of discouragement is actually something to bring to confession, is something to place before the confessor and before God as an area in need of healing, because we can, in practice, become overly attached to our sins. and see our lives, our priesthood, our own goodness through the distorted lens of our sinfulness. God certainly understands that every priest, every man is a sinner even before he calls him to sacred ministry. And so God wants us not to be paralyzed by the discouragement of the fact that we need to go to confession, but he wants us to be open to that swift letting go, not only of our sins, but also of the burden that comes from them, the hindrance that they can become for us. We really have to confess to God the unwillingness to be forgiven. That is, the desire to be someone who has no need of God's mercy. That particular attitude can be a very dangerous and subtle trap, because it feels like, well, I really should be sorry for my sins. I really want to work on myself and become better. And I really want to be a holy priest. And of course, I'm not describing a lax conscience, but there is this subtle movement that does not come from God, where I forget how quick God is to love and to bless me. And it's receiving God's love, his mercy, and his blessings that actually accomplishes the conversion in my heart. And the attitude of discouragement is what blocks me from drinking of that vast reservoir of God's tenderness. Because the enemy knows it's the tenderness of God for me, particularly in relationship to my sin, that will free me from sin and from patterns of sin. And so the encouragement is not to listen to the discouragement, but especially with a wise confessor or a good spiritual director, to probe what is going on underneath that discouragement so that the true face of God can be revealed. And so I close just by offering a prayer for my brother priests, for all priests throughout the world. All-loving Father, we give you thanks and praise for the mystery of drawing us into Christ's own relationship with the Church and placing in us the love of his own heart for all of your people. We ask you to make us good, patient, loving, and wise confessors. Help us to receive all those who approach us for the sacrament of reconciliation with your own heart. We ask you, Father, also to help us to be swift to come to you with our own need for healing. Free us from any poisonous resentment for our need for your mercy, for our need to participate in this sacrament, which is your gift to us. Help us instead to be driven by your thirst for us to be closer to you, and the confidence that you only want to make us more and more like your Son Jesus. Mary, we ask your intercession and your protection over all of our priestly lives. Help us to learn that welcoming forgiveness is a saintly quality, one that marked your dear husband Joseph. Pray for us that we might have his humility and the ease to bring ourselves before God, allowing God to make of us all that he desires. May Jesus bring about in us the fullness of our priesthood that carries us into the promise of eternal life for us and all those whom we serve. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Thank you for listening. There are more resources for you on the IPF website. Just click on the Resources button and find IPF publications, videos, talks, and more features to assist you in your priestly life and ministry.